15 thoughts on Palestine. Number one, you don't get to drop an entire colony on top of an inhabited country, grind those inhabitants into the dirt for generations, and then claim self-defense every time they retaliate. That's not a thing. The U.S. Centralized Power Alliance in general is a gargantuan globe-spanning juggernaut that feeds on rivers of human blood, and every time its victims try to escape from its fangs, it shows up on the news sobbing that it is merely defending itself. Number two. I am building a new house. There were people living where I wanted to build it, so I just started building it on top of them. They tried to stop me, so I had to kill them for being terrorists. If you disagree with my actions, you're basically a Nazi. My house has a right to exist. Sound fair? Number three. A nation is not a person. A nation is an abstract concept. It does not have a right to exist. It doesn't have a right to defend itself. People have the right to these things. And a nation is only legitimate insofar as it advances those rights. For all people. Number four. People who condemn Palestinian retaliations against their oppressors have no real answers for what Palestinians should do instead besides nothing and die. Number five. A nation that cannot exist without nonstop warfare is not a real nation. It's an ongoing military operation that happens to have suburbs. Number six. Create a permanent ethnic underclass. Take everything from them. Rob them of reasons to live. Oppress them. Abuse them. Kill them. Bomb the shit out of them. Call on them to stop fighting you. Say you just want peace. Number seven, there's a tweet by a guy named Omar Badar. He says this number, step one, the status quo. Occupation apartheid is violence against Palestinians. Two, then Israel escalates through evictions, beatings, and shootings. Number three, then some Palestinians respond with violence. Number four, then Israel responds with massacres. If you start reporting at number three, you are misleading your audience. Let's please get very clear on this. Number eight. Israel is losing control of the narrative because there are only so many viral videos of unconscionable brutality that can be dismissed with, actually, this is way more complicated than it looks. When one side's arguments consist of sharing raw video footage and the other side's arguments consist of saying, actually, this is more complicated than it looks. It should be obvious to everyone that the latter side is in the wrong. It's like the cheating spouse caught in the act of saying, this isn't what it looks like. Yeah, it is. All the information is right there. You're just managing the perception of that information. When I left an abusive relationship, I told people he raped me, he hit me, he physically and financially abused me. While he told people that it's actually quite complicated. In my experience, that's generally the case when one side defends abuses with it's complicated, from my ex to Israeli apartheid to John Bolton defending the Iraq invasion. Number nine, awareness is spreading of Israeli apartheid brutality for the same reason awareness is spreading of U.S. police brutality. The internet combined with smartphone cameras. Seeing is believing. Seeing brings change. That's why the powerful are working so hard to censor the internet. Number 10. Impose an apartheid ethnostate which punishes Arabs for European crimes. Abuse them until they hate you. Then cite their hatred as evidence that you need your apartheid ethnostate to protect you from hate. Number 11. Palestine is one of those precious few areas where there is an obvious, clear-cut right side and wrong side, and it's possible to just take the right side and be objectively, unassailably correct. but because of decades of pro-Israel propaganda, most people still fuck it up. Number 12. I don't know who needs to hear this, but accusing someone of anti-Semitism for valid criticisms of a brutal apartheid regime is odious and disgusting, and is becoming increasingly recognized as such all around the world. Number 13. If social media and liberals had existed in the 15th through 19th centuries, there would have been frequent condemnations of violence on both sides in the genocidal settler colonialism of the Americas, Africa, and Australia. Number 14. Once you accept that religious texts are made-up nonsense from ancient historical contexts that have no relevance to the present, Zionism just looks like one more instance of white people butchering yet another indigenous population in order to take their land. Zionism is a white supremacist ideology. It is white supremacist in the way it is weaponized against Arabs and Persians by Western Christian fundamentalists and Western war hawks. And it is white supremacist in the way it manifests in Israel itself. Case in point, and there's a tweet by journalist Rania Kalek, Israeli TV showing the live brutal beating of a man by Jewish thugs in a working-class Israeli neighborhood near Jaffa, disturbing images. Jerusalem Post reporting the victim is a Jew who they mistook for an Arab. Zionism is white supremacy. Number 15. A nation that can't exist without nonstop warfare is like a house that can't stand without nonstop construction work. If your house would collapse without construction teams working on it 24/7 forever, you'd either A, move, or B, come up with a different architectural design.